I'd start the show already, but Pete needs apparently to tweet that we are on the air. Is that what you're
doing? I have to use the social media. We don't have a millennial on hand, so I got to be the guy that's trying to do both.
Ah, it's just
and
the two
I barely
of us.
Know what I'm doing.
You have to do the creepy old man posing as a younger man thing. Like that Hungarian immigrant midget that was kind of like Hans Moleman-esque who played Bart. When
man
Mr.
getting hit by football.
When Mr. Burns was trying to convince Bart that his family had given up on him, when he wanted Bart to become his heir, I believe he hired like a British guy
to fill in for the family.
To play Homer. And yeah, there's like a weird little Hungarian dwarf that played Bart. That's what you're doing right now. You're
so just, what? I think I'm pulling it off pretty nicely.
Young mask on a creepy old guy.
Fewer wrinkles than Hans Moleman.
Did you... It's
alcohol,
like kissing a peanut.
Alcohol has ruined my life.
I'm 30 years old. So you're good.
Oh, well, that's right on the nose, actually.
Yeah, actually. Is that a Red Bull you're drinking, or did you like put something in it?
Yeah, it's just a Red Bull. Yeah, that's.
Is it one of your white trash booze sodas was in my car, by the way?
This is not my white trash spinach.
I'm not saying you insist on drinking every time I drive us anywhere, but you do.
I would never do that in the car.
Yeah, you don't. We don't have anyone either way. We don't have.
We got any cops on this show? Yeah, you have to tell us.
We don't have the fuzz. We don't have the fuzz listening to us. We don't have cop fans who can bail us out. We can say whatever. This is an echo chamber. This is Michael Scott thinking he's alone in the woods, screaming, "Jan has fake boobs. I have hemorrhoids."
So I had a little juice.
So yeah, Dwight Schrute's hearing that you drink in my car, Cecil. In fact, we need to get that out. Oh no,
Dwight drink?
Like beet pulp of some sort.
Okay.
Beet smoothies. That's. I don't think there's. Oh no, he does drink in a couple episodes. There's a couple things with him getting trashed with Mikhail.
I can't imagine what a beet smoothie would look like. That sounds like a really dangerous thing to try. I mean, I heard you hear the rumors about. Well, they're not rumors. Like if you eat a lot of beets.
There's no. Yeah.
Yeah, like.
That's like
a
saying.
Beet
have you
smoothie
heard the,
is going
the
to be
rumor
like
rumor about asparagus and your tinky?
You know
it's
what? I don't
rumor,
think it stinks
it's just
like
science.
That.
What you're? Well, I think it's a sign that you eat well, that you actually have all the vitamins you need. If you piss when you've eaten asparagus and it doesn't
vitamins.
Smell bad, mine smells like a zombie bit down on my prick, and that's the first part of me that's turning. So I don't eat so healthily. That's what the asparagus
that's
is trying
to smell
to
like necrosis.
Tell me, yeah. All right, it is Papa's basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, hence the show's weird name. Over there is the vivacious and lovely Pete Maybe. He's the TNA of the show.
Yeah, and if you're watching it, you can see me shake it.
What's the dude equivalent of TNA? The egg roll? You're the egg roll. You're the show's egg roll. Just some inches and a pair of shorts. That's what you are here.
That's it.
So if show's website, inpapasbasement.com, go there for every episode we've ever done. It might look like it's been hacked right now. That's the email we're getting from Google.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, okay.
That
so
is such a...
I
that's a false flag, man.
I didn't get an email from Google saying that...
Bush did Papa's basement.
It's jacked up, and the people we pay at SiteLock do nothing to earn their keep.
They don't. They just email us. They're like, hey, I saw some weird stuff on your website.
Yeah, and I'm like,
yeah,
I
no
am
crap,
paying
it's a
you
website.
To fix it. I get the same goddamn notifications from Google that you do.
It's a jerk move. And the thing is, Google's like, nah, it looks cool, man. Like, that's pretty normal.
It would be like the police calling and saying, hey, someone's breaking into your place. And you're like, you're the dude with the gun and the training. Can you kill him?
And they go, well, do you have a baseball bat or something?
Yeah, we sent you an email. Did you not get the email regarding the break-in that is currently taking place? That is what working with SiteLock is like.
Essentially, yeah.
There's my ring
$15 a month gets you.
Yeah, for each site. For my business site and for the stupid show site.
Do they have any like advertising spots? Like if so affiliate links? Because yeah, sure, we'll hype them up here.
Oh,
on
I'll
the
give
show.
Them. I'll give them what I get.
This is as good as we can do.
I will give them the same love and TLC that they have shown me in the site. As they email over and over saying the same goddamn thing each time, something to the effect of like they don't like something on the site and it looks hacked. And then Google reports someone did hack me, and despite paying $15 a month to stop that from happening, it's happened.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous.
On both my sites.
Why
so
do you
times.
Pay for that? Yeah. just to hear about it from two different people.
Let's not focus on the negative, dude. The Olympics are going on right now.
Also, Site's Not Hacked is fine. Just keep going there, guys.
No, it's hacked. Don't listen to him. Don't look. The kids know we're getting divorced. All right. Don't.
I don't want you to undersell the site. The site is fine. You can go
and
there.
Call it a Sunday.
You can go there.
They're smarter than you think, Pete.
Okay.
You
Judge
can go
Judy.
To the site. It's fine. It's just like in the Google rankings, which if you're a little pod like us.
Which if you're keeping score at home, we're doing all right.
Yeah. You can't exactly afford to have Google think that you have been hacked by, you know, the guys in the masks.
The Russian Olympic team?
By the anonymous guys. We don't want to look like
really?
Yeah, V for Vendetta.
I don't know why we'd be a target.
Owns our site. Yeah, I know. It's not like there's like hidden adult
taking all
material.
That Wall Street money.
Yeah. I don't think Anonymous would give a damn to hack
getting
us.
Getting all
but
that
hey,
Patreon dough.
Maybe. Maybe they care enough. That would maybe put us on the map. Just a little Guy Fawkes mask when you boot up the site. All of our podcasts gone forever. Yay. Let's focus on the good here, dude. I know you open the show with all this bad news. That's just how you want to come at it.
I usually do, yes. I'm usually the bad news bear.
You're a bit of a PD downer.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, listen to this voice. Listen to the energy crackling through the mic. I'm the positive here.
Despite being addicted to uppers.
Yes.
Usually the downer.
let's look at what happened. We've been, for a couple weeks now, begging for your money via Patreon, however it's pronounced.
Mm-hmm.
It's a made-up word. Or is it like something I should know from Latin class? Which is a dead language.
I've been curious.
So you can
not curious
it.
Enough to Google it, but I've been curious. I'm like, maybe that is a real word. But I think they made it up.
Yeah. I
that's
believe
how most businesses actually blossom. They
Latin
come
for
out of absolutely
patron is patron.
BS words.
Could be.
Yeah.
Like, what is a Friendster? Oh, they're not around. That was a bad example.
No.
So we need to thank Steve Gronet, if he's French.
Thank you, Gron.
He's contributing to the show this week. And a girl only by you don't want to put out her real name because
I don't know. You want to I didn't ask her.
You want to act like giving money to the show is funding ISIS. But sure, we'll go with
hey, thank
her
you
Twitter
for the calling
handle.
Cards. Those are really going to come in handy.
What are calling cards?
The calling cards she gave to us to support our cause.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not tracking.
No.
No.
There was a guy in the local
oh,
area.
The material support.
Yes, material
support. Who was giving like Sprint cards. Like,
absolutely.
Like you're calling your grandma yes. long distance from college.
Thank
in,
you.
In 92. Nice, yeah. Those are the guys that are bombing and killing people.
In Fairfax.
Dudes still making calls with calling cards.
It is
That is
absurd.
Embarrassing.
Yeah.
That is a little embarrassing.
It's kind of hard to take you seriously.
That's like a hacker being like, I am going to bring down the U.S. mainframe. Give me a second.
Over dial-up? Just wait. Oh, my mom picked up the phone.
CompuServe kicked
I'm
me off.
I'm not going to be able to hack them today.
Mom! Yes.
Damn it. You know, my mom would always catch me when I was on the internet. She would always know because she bought, just thinking ahead, a phone that had the red light on if somebody was using it. Mm-hmm. So when she was upstairs or whatever.
When she wanted to be a bitch,
she would
pick
see,
up.
She would just be like, get off the internet. I know what you're doing.
And you're like, and I was dude, like, I was in the middle of a 1 meg download.
This
now
is
I
terrible.
Have to restart. It'll be
yeah.
another hour.
I know. I was like, hey, just give me some time. Let me put it on a floppy. And I'll
exactly.
pull out mine. But we wanted to say thank you.
Yes, to
Miss
Sweatshirt
Pro.
Pro.
Yes.
She's contributing to the show. She's contributing mightily to the show.
Graciously.
So much more
Fantastic.
Than so many people who have listened for so long.
Mm.
If you're listening to this episode and we've talked for a long time and you've heard this voice for a long time.
John hates you.
You're not giving us money.
I'm just kidding.
I'm shaking my head at you right now. We're not asking for much, people. Look up the Papa's Basement
calling
Patreon.
Calling cards.
Calling. Okay. You with the calling cards.
That's all we want.
I wanted to start the show with the biggest piece of news that has come along in weeks. And I'm not saying that hyperbolically.
Okay.
It really is the biggest piece.
There's a lot of news going on.
Oh, yeah. Trump was like, I want the...
Somebody should kill somebody.
Someone needs to shoot Hillary Clinton in those exact words.
Uh-huh.
I believe babies are dying left and right from the Zika thing.
Okay.
And...
You could have stopped it if babies are dying left and right. I'd be like,
That's even more dramatic.
What do we do?
Yeah.
What do we do?
We start playing The World is a Ghetto.
Tonight at 11, babies are dying left and right.
The Olympics are going on, and everyone has those little cup hiccups on them. Have you seen these yet?
No. I haven't been able to watch the Olympics because I don't even have the very shoddy satellite internet I used to have, because it's hard to describe for people that are out of the Stone Age.
Is not having money to pay your bills hard to describe? Or
no. It is that there's like a certain connector to stick to my outside satellite radio, and it doesn't work. So
your satellite radio.
Satellite radio is not the word I meant to say.
Your data via Sirius
now.
But
the satellite dish.
All right. Yeah, everything you said sounded like
1950 speak.
Yeah, like a problem like a kid in 94 would have to worry about when trying to decode the Spice Channel.
I still don't understand this ham radio thing.
So
that's how me and my girl, yeah.
Yeah, there's this, if you look at all the Olympic swimmers especially, there's like these purple splotches on them. Like little perfect purple circles.
Like a hickeys?
Yeah, like perfectly shaped hickeys. Like if an octopus gave you a hickey.
Mm.
Octopus hand job, name of our band.
That's not bad.
So I was watching nightly news like an old man with my mother yesterday.
As one does.
And Lester Holt and his kindly trustworthy biracial face were explaining that they showed the purple hickeys. Let's just leave it there first.
Okay.
They're like, and that's the tease as they go into the break. They're like, what is this purple crap?
Oh, yeah.
All over Michael Phelps's back.
What is happening to everyone in Rio?
Yeah. And then they
come back. Is someone you love there?
And they explain that there's a little glass bottle that the trainers, are putting these little glass, like almost like a hipster mason jar looking thing.
Okay.
But like with an air pump on the back. And before they even finish the thought, I'm like, oh, those suction things from all the bondage porn I don't watch.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like, that sounds similar to a D pump.
Yeah, exactly. It's a cupping thing. I'm
usually like a hand thing. How was it pumped? By the way, I'm curious. I just want to know.
There is, in essence, like a pump on the backside of the glass thing, which, again, if you've watched any woman with a gimp hood on and, you know, a guy with a Marlboro
with
dangling out his mouth as he plies his trade, you would know that, yeah, you put it on flesh and you give it a few pumps and then the flesh,
and
like,
how are
kind
we
of
pumping this? Is it a hand pump?
It's a hand
like
pump.
Like a T-handle that you're squeezing?
I'm
just curious. And can I get it on Amazon?
It kind of looks like a little syringe almost. Like you're about to stab Mia Wallace in the chest with adrenaline. It looks kind of like that.
Okay.
Like you're just pumping the back of that. And it was first, I was like, oh, so that doesn't have to go on nipples or vagina. Fascinating. And yeah, they have all these purple splotches because apparently it helps, you know, it helps with this thing called the placebo effect. Because it does nothing. Because it's a cup on their skin, but they believe it does something good for their muscles.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, I could see if the
brain... I love the Olympians
because... brain considers that there is something going on and that it creates like some sort of endorphins, sure.
I want to go to Rio tomorrow because I think I could make a quarter mil selling rhino
drugs.
Horns for like dick pills. Those guys...
Bring that Einstein powder.
Yeah. the super concentrate pills from Costco.
Yeah.
Worst imaging I've seen on a product in a while. Yeah, I was bowled over that. I guess at this point you really want, it's just mental, the edges, like everyone's a freak physical specimen, but these guys are getting cupped. They're getting bondage porn cupped and they're calling it like an exercise therapy. And I'm like,
and then they're saying I'm performing better.
Yeah, I literally,
You're liking that too much.
I'm not exaggerating. I watched a chick on Reddit's Gone Wild who I guess had a kid put one of those on, and then it popped off looking like something you'd get along with a slice of pizza for $1.25 at your school's lunch line. Like, she blew like an oil geyser into that thing.
Wow.
Yeah. Boobies make milk, Pete. I love the way you're laughing at that. You're
this
like,
is funny.
Wow. Wowzers, boobies and milk.
Sweet titties.
So
I haven't used my catchphrase here.
Oh, is that your thing? Are you trying to make STs work?
That's my catchphrase.
Not suicidal tendencies? Okay. So, for some reason, I had let watching The Night Of slide. And you're looking at me...
Yeah, what's The Night Of?
like a dog.
The night of the Olympics?
Like a pet that's walked in on me boning, and it's like head is tilted to one side.
Yeah, they always try and walk into it. It's weird.
Yeah.
What are they? You guys know what's
they
going
like
on.
They like the funk.
I think
they
it's
have the sensitive noses. They like the sex.
The horrors. The memories.
The stanks. Oh. So, Night of is yet another entry into HBO's Hey White People. This is like a gritty world with black people in prison that you won't see, but you'll find it fascinating. With a twist of the podcast Serial in it. I'm not going to give much away when I explain.
What is going on?
Sure. So a young Pakistani kid gets in his dad's cab to drive to a party.
Okay.
And he's like a nerdy dude. So the
far
fact
I'm following.
He got invited to a party. He's like, this is the best. And a girl gets in his cab.
They always act like that. They're like, I've never been invited to a party.
Yeah. And as a nerdy guy, I can completely relate to what this dude went through when this hot F-up gets in the cab. He bums his dad's cab. He's not a cab driver. Uh-huh. He's a college kid. But she's like, hey, get me some drinks. And he's like, okay. So they're drinking in the cab. And
nice.
Again, the hot girl tells this guy who on his own does nothing, like, hey, you want to do a bump off my hand? And of course,
yes, I would.
Exactly. You're
what
like,
else are we gonna do in this
sure.
Best Buy parking lot?
Yeah, and you're like a nerd. So like, do I put this in my ear? How does this work?
Do I take some of it or all of it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's like a literal thing. I've seen that.
Just a little.
And they're just like that. We're all sharing that, right?
Let me save the rest of that rail for you.
Yeah.
And then they go back to her pad, and he's like handed a pill. And the hot girl's handing you a pill. So, again, I remember being young.
What to do?
And, yeah, a virgin or barely not a virgin. And a chick is like, let's do a ton of drugs and do stupid things. And you're like, this is literally the greatest thing in my life
She's
I've ever heard.
Probably
yeah.
The smartest person
exactly.
I know.
She makes Einstein and JFK put together.
There is no argument when you're in high school that can beat that.
They could be dumb and dumber compared to this bitch. She wins the debate team. And he wakes up after his drug-a-thon. He bangs her, at least that much. And this kid, Nas, wakes up next to a corpse. And he's that's his reaction. Literally, he sounds like Aziz Ansari.
He goes, he's like, what? I didn't know this girl was in here.
Damn! Doing your little, damn, bitch.
Damn! Somebody spell my fingies.
That is good. So, he gets arrested, and he's thrown in the hoosegow, and now it's like he's with Omar from The Wire.
Okay.
And
sorry, this is like public. Jail right now. Like, this hasn't gone through a trial or something.
He's in just like a holding tank kind
skipped.
Of situation for a bit, and then he is in
Been there.
Rikers while. Awaiting trial.
Oh, damn.
And while he's in Rikers, Omar from The Wire, because, again, HBO is just like, you love your gritty Negro dramas.
Exactly.
Let's
they were
double
like,
up on
remember
it.
Remember this black guy?
Yeah, exactly. They're like, hold on, we're going to get Stringer Bell before these 8 episodes are done. Just and maybe Poot. Maybe Poot. You remember Poot? We're going to get Poot. No one remembers Poot. You know how I remember Poot from The Wire?
I couldn't tell you who Poot is.
Because I used to room for a couple of years with a black guy named Leo, who was on the show in its infancy. And
really?
He correctly rolled the dice on this that no one would remember who the hell Poot was from The Wire. And he would walk up to people and say, hi, I'm Poot from The Wire. And that's how he tried to get laid.
Really?
Yeah.
And they were like, we got to get rid of that character. He keeps walking up to people.
Yeah, no, Poot had like 8 episodes total, but he was like, yeah, I'm Poot
that's
from The
good.
Wire. I mean, there's like a 80 Wire. So I let this slide. You know me. I'm a big watcher of really any kind of high-end television. I thought I turned a leaf, and I'm like, I'm not watching this crap anymore. I'm done with it. I'm living life. I'm not watching life. And then, of course, I go into
I'm
some sort
supporting
of
this.
Depressive funk over the weekend. I'm just like, what?
That sounds like weekends.
Yeah, what do you have for me? And I'm like, the night of, this is the weekend of. You know what, mm-hmm. I, you know what I'm saying? So I
know what you're saying.
Yeah, I think there had been 5 episodes so far. So I mushed through, or no, 4. I mushed through all 4, and then Sunday night comes around. I'm like, yes, a 5th episode. Let's do this. So the 5th episode rolls around, and is it the DA who's, you're the one that's been in and out of the Huskow. The DA.
I was like, what do you mean? I haven't been watching the show.
No, the DA is the one that is proving the case of the people against the defendant, right? The district attorney.
I think we're missing the key component to answering that question.
What's that?
Sarah.
A person with a high school education?
Yeah. The person who was an actual said lawyer, so.
That's
true.
You
might know that.
But
I know that the magistrate lets you out.
Where are we? Britain? Are we going to talk barristers and wigs, dude?
That is it.
Track with me. We're in the American justice system right now.
I've been there.
All right.
I might have still been drunk.
So, yeah, I think so.
Yes, your magistrate. I am not drunk anymore. I can leave.
You sound exactly like Mac in the episode where they're like back in time. I'm sorry, Dennis, where he dresses like the poofter.
I would do that. That'd be fun.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
no. It was Mac that did the voice. Yeah,
indeed.
Sorry. So, the DA, I believe, goes down to the coroner's office. And you walk in, and there's like a young or old brother. I forget how old he was. Black guys age, black people in general age very well. So,
yeah.
He was anywhere between 8 and 80.
I was going to say, till about 80.
Yeah, I can't really tell.
Doing all right.
Yeah, exactly. He was Morgan Freeman or Lil Bow Wow. I'm not sure. And like, young one, not grown up Lil Bow Wow that apparently just retired.
It wasn't Lil Bow Wow. Yeah.
So he's on the slab, and he's just got this huge hanging rod, which, again, lives up to every stereotype.
Chuckles.
Like, this guy just hanging and dead. Like, can you imagine being naked on a slab? I don't, like, you're alive.
Okay.
You're the actor. You're not the actual corpse.
Yeah.
You're an actor in a slab, surrounded by other people. You just have to lie
you're
there
playing
still.
A dead body.
I'm going to go out on a limb, and given that other people are wearing coats and stuff, say they're not filming this at, like, tropic, subtropic weather. It's maybe 70.
No, they make it fairly realistic to what, I guess, the situation would be.
Yeah. Like, I don't know about you. I don't want to... I'm gonna hop on this grenade myself.
Go ahead.
My prick were out in that situation... You would need, like, the Go-Go Gadget magnifying glass to come out and see. Like, it would be in my body. Like, it would be up to my kidneys.
I think with the big crowd, maybe the weather, yeah.
This guy, you know what? I have...
It'd be all right.
I don't know. This very scene loaded up on my phone for you. My HBO Go app is ready to go.
Okay.
The whole point of the scene... I don't know if I spoil this or not.
Oh boy, here it comes.
His D is out, and then somehow, in a very serious show, they make this man's dick on screen the centerpiece of the next 60 to 90 seconds.
I was just about to
of
ask,
camera work.
Like, is his dick important to the scene? Are they like, the man was stabbed in the back of the neck? And then you're just like looking at his junk and you're like, what's going on here? And they were like, as you can see,
it would be
from
like
his front.
The way it's filmed is if you got like me to film for a serious thing. And I was like, as a joke, I'm going to sneak a gigantic black penis into about 8 scenes in a row.
Okay.
And I'm going to make no one wink or smile at this. There's just going to be a black, like, it's
if you
really...
ask Caligula to hold the camera while you were doing your cadaver experiment.
It's so out of place. It's like if you saw Citizen Kane and he's like, Rosebud, and they cut to the sled, and then a black guy just puts his flaccid
on
huge black cock on
rides
the sled.
It down.
Yeah, and then just sits there and stares at you. And then 10 more minutes of the movie is,
what?
Rosebud. Yeah, while he's just sitting there hanging
what?
Dong on it. So here's the scene. I'm not punching the audio in. For those that want to play along at home, if you go to your HBO Go app, at about the 34:15 mark is where the DA
Do I get audio?
Is in the coroner's. You get to hold it to your face.
Do I get to hear a little bit of audio?
Yeah, I'm going to give it. Just hit play.
Okay.
And I want your reactions as you watch this scene. You can, I guess, hold it into the micers.
Is that how he got this cut on his hand?
That's actually picking up really well. There.
Okay. So it's an old lady, which is like fine. Oh, well, they needed to place that picture right next to his dong.
Yeah, you can pause for a second.
Really great.
So the coroner, I guess as a goof, again...
There's a lot of blood flowing.
I get it. This wasn't... The dudes filmed this for a reason. This wasn't haphazard excess penis in a shot. This isn't grassy knoll. I see a penis over there in the background.
It's a little blurry.
It's intended.
Yeah.
So the coroner insists that the DA, who wants him to look at a photo, just goes, no, put it down, pointing right at the dude's dick. And the DA is like, huh? And he's like, put it down. And so this photo, which the camera cuts back to, just has a gigantic black dick.
Oh, right next to it.
Now continue.
Yeah, what's funny is when they put it down, the picture is completely out of focus.
Oh, we're just... I've only watched it once. Okay.
His dick, totally in focus.
Nice, okay.
Which I also thought was funny because... so I got to watch a little bit further but to see what this guy's intentions were. But maybe, just maybe, he's like, please put the picture down. Cover up this man's gigantic genitalia.
Oh, I think he was saying, like, tuck it underneath so it doesn't blow away.
Please, yes. I'd like to see it like that little drawing that you do with the guy that's over
Hurricane
the wall
Katrina
and his nose is hanging
could have
over.
Come through. And this picture wouldn't have blown away with
there.
That weight on top of it. All right, gets to playing. Cause
let
I
me
don't,
see. Let
I
me
want you to
see
what
we got.
All of it.
Sometimes it goes so deep it hits bone. Which
okay.
Hits bone.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
To slip back to the blade.
That's just
but
me.
But it only slips once, even though you stabbed her 22 times. How common would that be?
So they're having just this dumb conversation that no one cares about, and then just cutting to this gigantic black rod. Have you seen it again since?
Not yet.
The question is,
hang in there.
Oh, wait.
This wound
it's...
resulted from cutting
are you kidding me? Are you kidding
call
me?
Call this thing Rocky because it's back six times.
Oh, that's so funny. That is so funny.
Yeah, I mean, you can check it out. You get the gist of it.
Yeah.
Unless you want to see it more. I mean, it is really impressive.
It's not winning any prizes, but that is not a dead man's dick. That is for sure.
No, that thing is full of life.
100%. That guy's like, that is a dick that is glad to be on camera right now.
I mean, I'm just impressed.
Yeah.
What can I
I'm
say?
I'm very impressed. How do you hang like that in front of the camera?
How do you hang like that, period?
It's
I'm sorry.
Insane.
In your wildest dreams, like when you're somehow, like it's plumped all the way, but it hasn't started achieving, you know, trying to go horizontal. So
it looks a lot better
you're doing
after it's
your,
done.
Your best hang. How do you...
Really
do you,
good hang is after it's done. It's a really good hang.
Like, I feel like...
For you folks trying to work on your really good hang.
My penis compared to that is like the Charmander, and he's got the Charizard. Like, he's got the second evolution.
Completely evolved.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I've got the Bulbasaur, and he's got the... Is it Ivysaur? What
but
is the...
I couldn't tell you. I don't know the evolutions. I know the ones that I got in their first stage.
Yeah.
But what I think we actually just laughed through this was what I was going to say, though. As she put the picture down, they then point back to the picture that's just laying next to his genitalia like a couple of times when referencing things. That's where they decide they're going to leave it there. I don't think we established that. Like, yes, they did leave the picture by the dong, but then they cut back to being like, and here's where the Germans are going to come through.
Oh,
and they're like doing it over a man's dong, and they're like, hey, you think we can move the map a little? And
no,
they're like, never.
That's the best
part of the policy.
That's the best part of the scene where it's wrapped up, and she's like, hey, that new diner on 59th, can you show me? And he's like, sure. And he just turns the picture over and starts drawing a map.
Well, there could very well be a subway map on the back of that guy's dong.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Oh, man, like an escape from New York Megapolis. What am I? Megapolis. Yeah, Megapolis. There we go. Like, you know, just the entire city state of the Eastern Seaboard subway map could fit on that thing. So, yeah, good on that actor. Good on you being born with a gigantic penis.
You
I wish I'd
made
thought
it.
Of that. Yeah. I wish I was apparently a dumb fetus.
I wonder how they cast that.
I mean, I have a couple ideas.
I can guarantee you that there is an intern at some casting agency that just went through 1,000 dong pics. And they were like, can you do it laying down like you're dead? Can you also put like a picture next to it or something? I guarantee you something like that.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
There are weirdos about that.
Do they recruit from the gay colleges for that? Are there gay colleges?
No, not at all. Dude,
I mean,
there
if you're
are plenty
like,
of straight
hey,
actors that are just like, yes, please.
No, not for the dude. I'm saying like to have to.
Oh, to look at
like
it? No. They probably ask like
it's funny in this
any
context.
Joe, they're like.
But if you're like, if you stand me or you hand
you
me like.
You just got out of high school?
A stack, yeah, of
here's
like.
Here's a job.
Yeah, like a stack of photos as long as his or as tall as his
tall.
Dong is long, and you're like leaf through these pictures of black men's genitals. Like, I'd be like, dude, is there like a priest who's gonna like bless my soul and
after
keep it out of hell after that? Yeah, like really? Like, can you give me my last rites in case they drop the bomb so that I'm not doomed to like the eighth circle? Please, think of the children.
Well, somebody in L.A.
Someone out there is HBO's dick pic.
So, Mom, my first week in LA was kind of weird.
Yeah, exactly.
I got a job. The downside is I think I'm blind.
Tell my fiance I still love her.
Yeah.
Tell Debbie back on the farm that Hollywood isn't full of gays, but
it hasn't changed me whatsoever. Yeah. Not even if I saw 1,000 dicks. What did I? I didn't mean to say that part.
It was just 74. Just 74. Then I had to judge them on how they'd perform on camera.
Absolutely, yeah. I was like, could you wiggle it?
Oh, God. I mean, it's
no,
a
I can
great
see the vein
scene,
pumping
but...
in that one. I can't have that. This is a dead character.
Exactly. You're getting too twitchy. Your fibers are too active.
Man, can we talk about Dong?
We can. You know who else can? The former mayor of Fairfax City.
Oh, I was hoping you would bring this up.
I am just
my
so
favorite
happy.
Mayor of Fairfax City.
Anytime anyone asks, where are you from? I have to say the District of Columbia, but that's not true.
That is what everybody from Northern Virginia, from like Fredericksburg up, says.
You got to just say the District of Columbia because
safest bet.
If you simply say Virginia, people really expect like you to, I don't know, bang your cousin.
Yeah.
And like an unattractive cousin too, like she's toothless and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Not like a sexy, you know, like college campus
not like
in Alabama.
Not like a sexy tooth-having cousin.
Yeah, exactly. No highfalutin cousin sex for us. Dirty cousin sex. But in truth, we are, like, I grew up maybe a mile outside Fairfax City. That's kind of my home city. And I get to talk about Fairfax City for once and have people know what the hell it is because it was national news.
We are local, baby.
That the mayor of Fairfax City, Richard, quote-unquote, Scott Silverthorne, we're going to call him Dickie Silverthorne.
He is Dick Silverthorne, damn it.
Is resigning. Because he has been charged for agreeing to provide drugs for a group sex encounter.
Resigning and not fired?
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure the last time I tried to bring meth in for drugs when I was working somewhere, mm-hmm. they were like, you don't work at the Sports Authority no more. I'm like, this is bullshit.
God, you're...
Put that part on there.
What is your saucy little mouth?
I'll clean it up.
Yeah. So...
I was like, well, I'm still keeping the rollerblades.
It turns out the mayor not only was, scoring a bunch of meth for an orgy, what really seems to be left out, because I guess we aren't really allowed to snicker at this or anything.
Okay.
Because it's the 2000s, whatever year it is.
Oh, yeah.
He was bringing it to a gay orgy, which I guess if you're like, if you're a gay dude listening, because we have our just rabid gay fandom. Listenership.
Yeah, there's a couple.
Roll along with me.
I did bring him into the show.
Oh.
What can I say?
No, we had one gay guy once who used to like the show, and I think he just, like, he would get drunk and just DM me and be like, send me pics, dude. And I'm like, oh, this is weird, but I don't want to lose a listener.
Well, yeah.
No, I mean, that
you,
made
you
it,
finished that up quite
yeah, that
nicely.
Made it sound
I know
like
exactly
I took one
what
for
happened.
The team. I kind of just like
I know
let
exactly
him,
what happened.
Yeah.
Well, now you have your co-host, so.
Eventually, I had
send
to
send him my way.
Eventually, I had to unfollow because I got a little
and
tired.
I will send
of,
him a screenshot from the night before.
Yeah, and it answered the age-old question, like, if I were gay, what caliber of dude would I be pulling? And the answer is, like, me. It's pretty much me looking to bang
damn
me.
It.
It was a redheaded me, and he
that's
was
why
bald.
I, you're like, that's why I can't go gay.
Oh, yeah.
It would be me.
Oh, just imagine doing... I
what
know,
a bummer.
I know you're a vain bastard, and how. I know you're vain, so you'd be like, finishing in me, this is the best. Like, you'd be looking for like a multiplicity
damn,
situation.
That's probably good.
Yeah, you'd be like,
now how does he do that at the same time?
I want one Pete in back and one Pete in front so I can Lucky Pierre this.
P3, baby.
Yeah, P cube. And me, I would be like, you want me to put it in that slop? And other me would be like, yeah, exactly. That's not happening.
Yeah. Do you want to watch Netflix? Or?
Yeah, so it'd be a lot like my heterosexual relationship that I'm in. No sex, lots of eating, and watching
Netflix
to avoid having any substantive conversations. So Dickie Silverthorne was busted. It said there was like multiple cops posing as like guys that were going to do the banging. And then
sure, posing.
He brought apparently his own sand to the ocean. He showed up with like a couple of guys who then got busted themselves for wanting to be part of the meth orgy.
Oh, bummer, man. Those guys were just looking to party.
This guy's
the ringleader.
I love the fact that Fairfax is in the news for that because
it is great.
With a gun to my head, if you were like, who is the mayor of Fairfax? I'm like, is that fictional? Like Mayor McCheese?
So hold the door. If he did not bring meth, would those cops have gone through with the orgy?
I mean...
Because I imagine it's some sort of sting, right? Yeah.
Or
do they just play
friend
shy
by the
and
name
they're
of
like...
Chris Blueshorts, who his slogan is commit to the bit.
I would imagine these gentlemen have to.
Yeah, you know, they're all Strasburg Method actors, so...
Okay.
Yeah, they're not going to break.
Stanislavski?
Yeah, exactly.
There we go. I was like, the pitcher?
Oh, yeah. No, Lee Strasberg. Yeah, that's who I was thinking. But he is of the Stanislavski method. There we go. Yeah, man. So
you got to commit. Yeah.
That is
Jared Leto on him.
That is us on the map. Exactly.
That's strange to me. Well, I have a question. It's not that it's important, but like, did he come out as gay before? I was curious because I also know that he ran.
I think
that he ran as an independent.
Oh, he's wearing a blue tie, so doesn't that make him a Democrat by law?
I mean, yeah, according to some rags.
I really don't know.
Yes, absolutely. He's wearing blue. He's a Democrat.
Again, it's a college. I don't know if you can really call us a college town, Fairfax. It's a city that seems.
George Mason was on the map.
Four square blocks large.
Once.
It's very tight. Yeah, they did the final four.
They did the final four.
Back in like 07.
There it is.
I bought a Mason Final Four shirt, and I now keep that tucked away like it's an investment, the same way like idiots the week after Kurt Cobain killed himself were like, I bought In Utero from Walmart, and in 10 years, I will be retiring on this.
Exactly.
Because no one else had that
thought.
I haven't
taken off the smiley face sticker yet. It'll be worth something. Then the final four, you're like, you blew it!
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
Never to come back. It's okay.
So, where do we go from there? Where do we go?
Dickie Silverthorne is a porn star's name.
Is it? I feel like it's a comedy starring Rob Schneider's name.
Dick Silverthorne.
So, wow, I like your voice. So it's kind of a creepy Casey Kasem.
And now, Dickie Silverthorne. A dedication to you and your dead dog.
A deputy janitor meets a high school kid.
Oh, you're doing the South Park voice.
Yeah.
South Park fake trailer voice. Yes, okay. I gotcha.
There it is.
I don't know. What do you want to do with the rest of this show? We've got...
I don't think we've talked about... Oh, God. What have we covered? There's sex.
What haven't we covered?
Black dongs. Dongs in general, really. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, like the listenership
how many dongs
of your average
count?
Guy Talk show nothing but dudes rabid for hearing about Dong. Like, who wants
gotta be a couple
sexy chick porn stars or anything like that queer in the show up?
I don't think
what's dudelier
about...
than Big Dong?
Okay,
nothing.
The two other things, politics and death and taxes. Those are like the other things you didn't bring up.
I feel there's many more things than that, but sure.
I mean, they're the constants, right?
I mean, do we talk about our plans for what we did for the Hall of Fame, the canceled Hall of Fame game?
Nope.
No. Okay. All right. We may have made a, yeah, you're right. You know what? Where we watched that game or didn't watch it because it was canceled cannot be discussed on air. Too many innocent men would lose their lives. Let's just say it's a place that Al Bundy went many times.
But we did go to New York.
That we can talk about.
Yes.
We can't talk about the bar.
Anywhere we went in New York.
The bar where
we went to Sirius.
Certain
XM.
People on stages wore less than that man on the slab.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Exactly. That wasn't you. That wasn't me. But what we can talk about is our billionth trip up to New York as we try to get in great with the Jewish people that own that city. And we, this time around...
One sandwich at a time.
Yes, we went to New York to visit the Sirius XM building, which we, if you've been listening to the show for a while, we've managed to interact a couple times with the lovely Ron Bennington, the even lovelier
so awesome.
Gail Bennington, and
super awesome.
The most lovely of all, the Chris Stanley. So we've got to hang super with them a couple times awesome. Now. You know, we'll like see them at events. Mm-hmm. So we went up, what, May? And we saw Ron and the gang, and Ron interviewed comedian Big J Okerson.
Yes, that was fantastic. Yeah, we did that at the stand.
Yeah, and then June...
The world's highest priced drinks.
Yeah.
I still like the place, but good Lord.
You did... I had like a $16 beaten goat cheese salad.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
I'm just... For a $16 salad...
Don't eat there, guys. Check out the shows. Yeah.
Like a big T-bone in the middle of it.
I got cheeseburger bites. There were three of them. It cost me $14.
Did they taste like $5 worth a bite?
They did not.
Oh, well, then you have something to take up with
like,
those,
what the hell
those
going
running
on?
The stand. So we did that, and then Ron and the gang came back to, well, they came to D.C. to interview comedian Ali Wong, and that's when we, again, if you listen to the show, we got to interview Ron and Gail, and it was great. And we
sometime
got to see,
mid-June, check that out.
Yeah, we got to have FaceTime with them, which was great. And again, Chris Stanley, who's a just super nice dude. And there's just this amazing... These are all Ron's... I'm sorry, I didn't even introduce this properly. These are Ron's unmasked interviews. It's a series he calls Unmasked. They're like these hour-long, deep interviews where he lets people talk and...
Oh, yeah. Better than Marc Maron.
You... Dude, okay.
Does that go without saying? I'm
yeah.
sorry.
Why don't you just call him better than hepatitis B?
No.
Oh, unless, wait,
not
Mary
Bennington.
Can do things for us.
Not Bennington. I meant just in general, like these conversations in general and the stuff that they're trying to get into.
Yeah, Ron is like a master interviewer.
It is so good.
I mean, that is what I would love to be in life. If you're like, hey, John, at, you know, 50, whatever the hell Ron is, like, what would you enjoy? It's like, I'd love to be a radio vet with like really intelligent, loyal fans who gets to interview people really well because did I mention I am a god behind the microphone?
A rock god.
Yeah. And so there's this Unmasked series where about once a month, Ron gets just like an incredible guest. Like this time it was Penn Jillette. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's not so astounding. What's insane is people are invited to be in the crowd, and typically you're in a room that's like, I don't know, 20 deep? And you're
it's
like,
fairly,
2 feet?
It's fairly small, and it is incredibly intimate.
Yeah, like this was the smallest venue yet inside the Sirius XM building.
By far.
It was like, again, 20 people, and Chris was kind enough to recognize me and Pete and was like, oh, hey, good to see you guys. Sit in the front row. So, like, the whole time, we're
4 feet?
Yes, 4 feet from Ron and Penn.
From the action.
And it's just a great time. If you're anywhere on the eastern seaboard, like, northeast, D.C. and above, really, and you ever hear that Ron is doing an unmasked interview, and you're like, I don't really know Ron, I don't really know the guest, it doesn't matter. Get your ass going wherever it is, man.
Make it a point to check that out at least once.
It's an event. If you're a Penn and Teller fan, and I enjoy Penn, I'm not saying I'm like a rabid Penn and Teller dude, but
absolutely,
I certainly enjoy and respect
them. I have many a question for the man.
What do you think like a Penn fan would pay for what they saw? Like hundreds.
Oh my God, absolutely.
You're in a
to
little
to be that close?
Like a little hostage situation type room. Like this is where they torture a guy. Like the Stasi are trying to get, you know, missile position secrets out of you, and they put you in a room this tall. Like you're on top. Really, Penn did the interview with me on him piggyback.
Absolutely.
That's how
and,
close it
and
is.
And it's not, and this is to describe it to the people, it's not like this situation where people are standing there like armed guards being like, you better not move from your seat and you better not make any sounds. Because there were several times...
So that's where your brain went. There's no armed guards. Were you planning to assassinate them?
No, what I'm saying
Archduke
is...
Archduke Franz Ferdinand
they're not
style.
Down your throat. It is intimate. Because they were like, what's that lady's name? Looking towards the crowd.
Yeah.
Crowd answers.
Who farted?
I mean, it
crowd
is like
answers.
That. Exactly. The entire crowd.
They outed
that
me.
Place stunk.
Bastard. Just kidding.
They gassed us all.
So, yeah, it was our also our first, again, I worked for many years over at the XM building in D.C., but this might shock you, it being D.C., no one really famous walked in.
Didn't house a lot of famous guests, huh?
Yeah, not only that, I worked, like, the graveyard shift, so it's not like Willie Nelson was waltzing in at 10 p.m. wearing his spurs and smoking a doob.
Damn, that'd be awesome, though.
Oh, are you kidding?
That'd be so cool.
Yeah.
I couldn't name you one Willie Nelson song.
I can name you Whiskey River.
I know that
I got
that
a couple Willie
cool
albums.
To hang out
Redheaded
with.
Stranger. It's yeah. No, okay, so the rest of the show then just Willie Nelson. Like 15 minutes Willie Nelson facts. We're going to bone you up on Willie Nelson. We're going to completely stop the story.
Go for it.
About
yeah.
New York.
Bad Willie Nelson jokes.
You weren't supposed to call my bluff here.
What is the front row of a Willie Nelson concert?
I saw Willie once.
Where's the punchlines?
Willie murdered.
Oh, I bet.
He just plays old country standards. He does nothing but play old Johnny Cash and Hank Williams
like,
songs.
He didn't even play his own songs.
Yeah. At some
and
point, he's like, I guess I have to do
killed.
You're always on my mind.
Yeah. Yeah. That's when you're just
he
like
was playing
legendary.
Usher by the end right? of it. Yeah. That's how much he wanted to entertain. He's like, have you heard about this Bruno Mars
Damn.
Kid? So, yeah.
The thing is, guests come through this place because we're obviously because we're in New York.
So we drive up to New York.
We're getting a much better trim.
It's midday. Whoa, okay.
I'm sorry. I went there.
Okay, Stern. So we go. Building is next to Broadway, the Sirius XM building. And we go up there and we walk in and immediately we're like, well, my eyes go to one former Opie and Anthony show regular, Denny Falcone. DJ Extraordinaire, and Denny's just walking around. Now, right behind Denny is this gorgeous redhead, and everyone's like, ooh, ah, and she stops in front of, like, this little Sirius XM kind of backboard for her picture to be taken, and she does her posing and her dress, and I'm like, clearly she's famous. Like, she's sexy, and she's got the makeup schlacked
and
on.
And everybody's taking a picture.
Yeah, but, like, who is it? And it turned out to be Ron Howard's kid, Bryce
Dallas Howard.
Yeah. And the whole time I'm like,
old BDA.
Get out of here, you dirty bitch. I've got Denny to talk to. No, she seemed very nice. And yeah, but it was a real treat meeting Denny because I've never seen him before. And I'm a huge, you know, O&A guy.
Yeah, so Denny was awesome.
Yeah.
And you took a really awesome picture with him.
You took a great picture of him. And you're sitting there like 2 minutes later, Jenny McCarthy walks in. And I'm not one, like, again, you're not getting starstruck, but it's just kind of like, you're just like, hey, that's cool. That
crap.
That beats a non-famous person.
I would get
by.
Measles for that woman.
Oh, she was
mumps
still,
even.
Yes, you can. I don't know.
I could just go decades without being vaccinated.
The face looks. You were vaccinated as a kid. You're fine.
I'm just saying.
You're not gonna get autism.
Oh well, I'm not gonna vaccinate my kids if I'm going to get the date. Okay.
Okay.
Let's make a deal.
So you're dooming your kids to autism, or you're not? I forgot how it works.
I'm not dooming myself. I can tell you that right now.
So, I know she looks a little Joker products in some pictures now. Like, she's one of those girls that learn, or just one of those people, period. They're those that get, like, one facial surgery, and it fixes, like, their nose, and it's just enough where you're like, oh, you look so much better. Like an Angelina Jolie kind of, you know, she did her knifey work. And, you know, Megan Fox, I don't think, has gone nuts with it. She got her schnoz fixed. Elvis got his nose done. And Elvis was, you know, like Elvis didn't have Botox and cheek implants by the end. He was just Elvis with a nose job. Like, those are the people that do it
right. Nothing wrong with that.
Then you have the people like Kim Kardashian, where it's like, there's this progression.
Yeah, where, there's like, this weird timeline where they started out as E.T.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's like watching like an elite quarterback's numbers.
Turned out to the Stranger Things alien.
Yeah, and then at
you
some
did
point.
Did a lot of work, didn't you?
They hit 38, and it's a lot more picks than touchdowns.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's going on with her. Like, the face is getting too jacked up. But it clearly, there was a time it looked like a normal face. Then they made it into a beautiful Hollywood face. And then it went a little
too far. It's a grace period.
Yeah, it tried to throw that pass into too tight a window, and it got picked. I know the pictures of her kind of tell that story, but you see her in person, and yeah, I cut your head off, and I ran up to her, and I was like, Jenny, did you want me to kill Pete? Because I did it for you. I did it. And she ran up the stairs, and
she screamed.
That part might not have happened, but it was, again, it was a trip. It's you.
But you would have.
Well, I wanted to say, like, dude, when I was 15, I beat off to you like,
oh, totally.
Like it was the national
that
sport.
That scene where you had your top off and you were sitting on the toilet, I don't know why.
Oh,
that's,
yeah, the candies
hot
ad.
Yeah, now I got...
I found that disgusting,
now
for sure.
I was like, say, yeah, now I got troubles. Thanks a lot.
I was just like, you're the reason I know who that hack Chris Hardwick is. Because, like,
really?
I used to watch Singled Out all the time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's Chris Hardwick. Same Chris Hardwick.
That sucks.
Yeah. And I'm like, I remember you from your ugly mid-90s dresses. Damn. And your stupid mid-90s hair.
Old Crash Bandicoot himself.
Yeah, you're great.
Tell me he doesn't look like Crash Bandicoot.
No, you're dead on. He does, tail and all.
He is insane.
So we saw her, and then we see Penn, obviously.
Penn.
And then while I'm could be wrong on this.
You are not.
But while I'm in the studio watching Penn, I'm ADD, so, like, you really could have Christ coming down off his cross in front of me. And if he took longer than 90 seconds, I'd be like, is there, like, a fly on that wall? Is something else happening here? So I look over, and I believe there was Avril. Because there was, like, a big-haired, punky chick who didn't look very big. And she was next to, like, some rock star douche-looking guy.
I could see that.
And I was like, well, that's kind of cool. Oh, forgot to mention sweet, sweet E-Rock of the Opie and Anthony show.
Hell yeah.
He's been on the show as well, and he's their producer.
Never got to hang out with him.
He came down. Lovely person.
I'm going to bring him his orange whip next time.
Yeah, very, very nice dude. So everyone's been nice. Everyone looks nice. Everyone's famous. It's everything you really want out of New York. Like, New York, when you get there, in real life, it's just like piss smell and falafel stands. This is what I've wanted out of New York.
But it's also everything you hope of when you go to a radio studio, right?
Just
like everything
stars.
It used to be, right? Yeah. You're,
yeah,
like,
in the 70s.
People walking in and out, and you're like, that's the guy that does the show. Oh, my God, that's the guy that was in the movie
exactly.
That's doing the show.
Like, that's Alice Cooper. That's the guy bringing me my Coke to play the new Chicago album.
Absolutely.
That's what you wanted out of a station.
So
and
cool.
For once, it's happening. Like, yeah, I used to work at the sports station, a couple sports stations, and it's like, occasionally, you know, maybe I'd see John Riggins or some crap, like an old Redskin. You're like, I guess, sure. Like, I could just see him at the dealership next weekend.
Were you saving this for last? But there was one other person that we saw.
I know one, but who are you saying?
I feel like it's the biggest reveal of them all.
Okay, you go first.
Mahoney!
Who?
No?
Who?
Mr. Pex? Who? Steve Guttenberg.
Oh, I haven't seen that in a very long time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, we saw Steve Guttenberg, guys.
Yeah, yeah, it did end with Steve Guttenberg, a befuddled Steve Guttenberg after the show.
Who, I guess, didn't want to take pictures of us.
Well, what happened was the aides at the desk at this big glass palace that was SiriusXM.
This is going to get sad.
She's like, hey, who wants a picture with Steve Guttenberg? Now, when you hear that, no one thinks, like,
in the 1980s.
Yeah, this isn't like getting a picture with Jerry Seinfeld or Joe Montana. You're like, you hear, who wants a picture of Steve Guttenberg? The same way as, like,
the guy who runs the deli?
Yeah, well, I think you'd respond almost with more enthusiasm if they're like, hey, we have cookies. Who wants a cookie? Everyone would be like, yes! Yes!
Okay, but you have to take a picture with Steve Guttenberg.
Oh, what kind of cookie?
It's oatmeal raisin chocolate chip vanilla macadamia.
I'll pass.
Damn, that's the best one they got.
So, yeah, it's one of those things where you're like, sure, what the hell? You know, like, what a dumb, weird cherry on top of this. So everyone quickly lines up for a picture with goddamn Steve Guttenberg. And I guess the wires had, you know, something was lost in translation because, like, two pictures deep.
I will tell you exactly what happened.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was zoning out, shocker.
There were not enough people in line. We got in line, and you didn't notice. There was a lot of people around.
Yeah.
But nobody was actually getting in line.
Yeah.
And I swear he goes to his assistant, can I just leave? Like, I'm not waiting for three people. Like, when we are in a room full of people, and she has said, who wants to take the picture with Steve Guttenberg? And everybody's like, what? Did you know they have Diet Coke here?
Yeah, they did.
They did. I was actually really, I was like, they got free sodas, John. They never gave us free sodas before. This is really cool.
Oh, God.
No, that literally happened. But, I mean, he was there for Sharknado 4, so.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Oh, we're not getting Police
Academy 7?
I mean,
I would love to be in Sharknado 4.
Moscow once more.
Why not? If we can do Sharknado 4, why are we not doing Police Academy 15?
I mean, that's a hellish world we live in when the Sharknado franchise is outpacing Police Academy.
Absolutely. Still not making a Weekend at Bernie's.
It ran its course, but the Police
Academy
Weekday
at Bernie's.
Yeah. We're
working on it. Don't worry.
They were, like, up there with Rocky in terms of franchises that were done into the ground but still put asses in seats.
Yeah. They were kicking butt.
So, but that, your random Steve Guttenberg tidbit. I don't know if co-host Asiva.
Yeah.
Was joshing me on this, but I mentioned him to her.
Propositioned her.
And she said he used to come into my bar all the time with a different gorgeous black chick on his arm, like easily like a foot taller than him each time.
That is the life.
Yeah, I mean, good for him and Robert De Niro. I guess that's it worked for one of them.
Getting a little piece of his Hightower every night.
Yeah.
Sorry. So, Police Academy reference.
Oh. Hightower was the large
the
guy.
Very, very large.
Who flipped the car?
Yeah.
Okay. I do remember these things. There you go. I think we can bail out. I had one more story about
Yeah, please.
Why? My jaw hurts.
Oh, okay. No, we'll go. We can save it for next time.
I stepped on a rusty nail a couple weeks ago, and now, like, I can barely move my jaw. Is that bad, or?
You'll probably be fine.
Okay. Yeah. I'll jog it off.
We don't have to make any money this week.
No, the last thing I wanted to mention was a kid died on a water slide. And normally that would be bad news.
Why did I laugh?
First of all right.
Dude, that's always been a fear of mine.
All right, Dr. Mengele.
It's always been a fear of mine.
I didn't say it was a Jewish kid, so wipe that smirk off your face. there's a kid in Kansas died. Get this. Actually, here's the funny part. He's like a district attorney.
Decapitated.
Or like a judge's kid. And it was like lawmaker day at this Kansas City water park. Bad time to have an accident.
Yeah, I wonder someone's if about to make sued. A law against that water slide.
I wonder,
and
yeah.
Your entire franchise.
It was like judicial system day in the park. It was not good.
Timmy's Law.
So it's this weird park that, like, both the ride and the park, I'm trying to find the water park name. The ride is called the Schlitterbahn, which is German for, like, insanity or something like that.
I was like, I think I've seen that movie.
Yeah.
On Pornhub.
So this kid, this poor 10-year-old kid, goes on a gigantic water slide that, okay. Like, they showed footage of them, like, testing a raft on it. And this raft would get air like it was the Duke boys running from Boss Hall. You know, like, just, whoosh.
In a freeze frame?
Yes, exactly.
The raft knew it was in trouble.
Yeah.
Wasn't going to get out of this one clean.
This raft is like 15 feet above a track that is then, like, I S you not, 80 feet in the air. Like, you would so, if you look down, you would, and you didn't die of a heart attack. I don't know. You were on the same ketamine that poor Nas took because the pretty girl gave it to him.
Damn.
And said she would touch his penis. So he gets apparently whipped up into the net. And this might shock you, but a little 10-year-old neck can't handle a raft at, like, I want to say 230-ish miles per hour, conservatively.
Conservatively, yes.
You know, getting hurled into a net, yeah. And yeah, the snapping back action did something to his little vertebra. Oh. So I just want to say to all those who call me a big fat puss for thinking amusement parks don't kill, what's it like? What does my ass smell like? What's it like to taste it? Because I'm right and you're wrong.
I still like amusement parks, but I tell you what, I think water slides are some of the scariest things, especially the open ones where they go straight down and they're like, you're going to get a little air.
Oh.
And you're like, if I go left or right,
yeah,
I'm just on the ground. Why would I do this? And then I do it, but it's stupid. I'm like, that was dumb.
I'm sorry.
Why the hell did I do that?
The park is named Schlitterbahn.
Oh, okay.
The ride is called the Verrucht.
Anal Gaper. Sorry.
No, that is the name given to the penis in Night of.
Oh, I can tell. Yeah.
Not even a gaper.
Will somebody
That's a disemboweler.
Will somebody bring in the stunt dick?
Yeah, it.
That is exactly like.
I'm telling you, that dick
orgasmo.
Is the story of the week. That thing.
Bring in the stunt cock.
You could set your watch to that dick. That thing is that makes the water slide look tiny. I think we can leave. I just I don't know why we wanted to go out on that depressing note, but screw it, we did.
Did we though?
I don't know. I guess is this our ending? Are we? Is there anything you wanted to get out there? I'm done. I wanted to get out those nuggets, the New York
trip.
We
said our thank yous. We talked about the week.
Yeah.
We made you guys laugh.
And again, yeah.
Thank you very much for listening.
Thanks to the Bennington team. Chris, Gail, Ron.
100%.
All being very nice to us.
100.
Ron making fun of me for talking to Denny.
Did he?
Kind of. Well, yeah. Playfully. He just said, who the F won't you talk to around here? You know,
that's pretty funny.
Hey, I want to talk
you're
to
like,
you,
are
Ron.
Are you kidding me? Yes.
You're busy talking to Penn Jillette.
This is who I need to talk to.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry. I've just never been exclusive.
Yeah.
And if that upsets you, then, you know, maybe we should go different ways.
Then shake it off.
That's okay.
All right, let's do the out music.
Remember, the Patreon is still up.
Yeah,
you can also
guys,
through the PayPal. We've got a lot of really good stuff to offer, so just check out the PayPal or check out the Patreon, whatever you want to do.
Start giving us money via PayPal, via why am I mushing
out a little bit? Yeah, so we can get a lot more people in here. A lot of the people that when we were in New York were like, well, how's your Patreon doing? And we were like, you know, we asked them if they
Ron
wanted to come
especially.
On the show. Yeah, we asked them if they wanted to come on the
yeah.
show again,
and
if they wanted to hang out, do meet and greets with our guests, and they were like, well, how's the Patreon doing?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's all right. It's,
Penn Jillette,
you know,
actually
bad.
Closed with that. He's like, Papa's Basement, how's that Patreon going? And I'm like, hey, Penn, you're a magician. You tell me. And then
you
the room
pull
laughed.
That rabbit.
And that was the final laugh that they went out with.
John killed it. You guys should really look forward to the episode. You really did. I mean, that's what you get for sitting in the front seat. You're allowed to
yeah.
do whatever you want. You're
I'm going to interrupt like every 30 seconds. Oh, God. How quickly would we have been cooked out?
Oh, I was ready for
and
it,
and kicked
too.
Out, too. Not
I was like, out. They were going to cook us.
That would have been so great.
You're cooked.
If we were like, well, Penn, if you'll let me, when I last spoke to Ron, oh, God, our asses would have been out before that sentence was finished.
You know what I would have said.
All right, again, Papa's Basement, at Papa's Basement on Twitter for me, as well as on Instagram, facebook.com/Papa's Basement. Find us on iTunes, find us on Stitcher, review, like... You know, share,
Spreaker,
tell people.
YouTube.
Please
share,
subscribe on
people.
YouTube. Actually, if you have a Google account, look up the Papa's Basement channel and subscribe to it. We put up a lot of videos. Like, and
yes.
we like getting subscriber numbers there, too.
Yes,
it might shock you.
Great.
We're whores for positive feedback.
Also, if you have an in at NBC, put a word in for us.
Yeah, we want to work at
we
SNL.
We got some stuff going for them.
I also want to have that black penis.
They made like, some room for us.
Not on the back of
if
my
neck. If I had that black penis,
neck,
I would already work at SNL.
I think you would probably run the free world, and I'm not just making an Obama joke. I'm just saying you could put it on the table, and like that's how they
probably
elect.
Probably could, yeah.
In caveman days, that's how the president was
that's
elected.
That's a hell of an equalizer.
All right, we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody. nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.